From the first time that Cherry called me, I knew that he would be a regular caller, and I knew that I would soon be taking him to submissive depths he had no idea he could reach. I tested him by inquiring about his cock-sucking experience, and although he claimed that he had never tasted another man, I knew by the way that he huffed and chuffed when the topic was raised that I would soon get a cock in his mouth. Of course, it turned out that I was right. Cherry lost his cherry at the video arcade within a week of that first call. I continued to amuse myself with his reports of the more and more outrageous assignments I gave him. Since he had become a true cocksucker, it was only natural that I had him expand his sissy side by acquiring lingerie, makeup, breast forms, skirts, and 4-inch heels. It was quite entertaining to watch him model these things for me on cam, but even more fun to send him out on the town in all his frills. Eventually, he found a boyfriend, and I was treated to a scene on cam of Cherry deep-throating his boyfriend's cock before getting down on all fours to get his virgin ass filled. Cherry had become quite the cum dumpster, so I sent him back to the video arcade and instructed him to get naked in the booth and write cum dumpster on his chest. Kneeling on the floor of the booth with such an irresistible invitation allowed him to drain multiple cocks of the many guys who entered. Cherry has come a long way. I can't wait until he describes for me his next assignment, picking up a stud at a gay bar while in all his frills. Maybe more than one. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com. Or, if you have to have me now, give me a call at 800-356-6169. I'll talk to you really soon.